Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending August 30th, 2019. I'm Brian Yadow, and I'm joined today by Russell Investments quantitative investment strategist, Kara Ng. Kara?
Hey, Brian.
Pleasure to have you. So we've got a couple of topics to cover this morning. We'll get up to speed on some of the developments with Brexit, and we'll also give an update on the trade war negotiations. Mm-hmm. So starting with Brexit, I know it's a topic we haven't covered in some time, but we've had some key developments. Mm-hmm. Walk us through what happened this week and what are the highlights around Brexit talks?
Sure. So the UK is set to leave the EU on October 31st with or without a deal. And then on Wednesday, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson asked the Queen to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks to return in mid-October. So this essentially reduces the amount of time members of Parliament have to work on a withdrawal agreement before the deadline, and thus increasing the chances of a no-deal Brexit. So uncertainty is high, and prediction about the outcome is very hard. If there is a no-deal Brexit, we expect the sterling exchange rate to fall to parity with the euro. And you already see this elevated risk being priced into markets with today's low sterling exchange rate and low gilt yields. The problem with no-deal Brexit is it causes trade disruption between the UK and the EU, which would further damage the two economies. Europe, which is exposed to global demand, has already suffered a lot of collateral damage from the US and China trade war and global slowdown. So any kind of political disruption from within only makes things worse. There is a bright side. Europe equity valuations are fair, and the ECB will stimulate.
And you mentioned the U.S.-China trade war negotiations, certainly a topic we're all familiar with. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's a little bit more market optimism this week, a little bit more positive outlook on trade. Mm-hmm. But have we actually had any key developments this week on the topic?
So big picture, no. Marginally, yes. So as a recap, last week, President Trump announced an additional 5% tariff increase on all Chinese imports. The next round of tariffs, which is about $100 billion of Chinese imports at 15%, will be implemented this weekend. And then by mid-December, all Chinese imports will be tariffed about 15 to 30%. Basically, the big picture is the trade war has escalated over the last year and especially over the last month. Over the most recent week, there were some positive developments. Following the G7 summit, President Trump's rhetoric around trade with the UK, Europe, and Japan seemed encouraging, although tensions with China were still high. And then on Thursday, China issued a statement saying the Chinese have the power to escalate, but would rather engage in discussion instead. That is incrementally good news because it's an opportunity for both sides to reset and potentially de-escalate. And as a result, global equity markets rallied in response.
Okay. So, equity markets are set to end a little higher this week, and it seems really driven by this added optimism. Mm-hmm. But would you say that this recent rally is justified based on what we've learned this week?
Probably not. The recent developments are a step in the right direction. Trade has been a headwind for risk markets, and removing that headwind could unlock a long rally. Unfortunately, this week's optimism rally was based on hope and not action. Our investment belief is that markets are efficient, but they occasionally overshoot due to human biases like extreme cycles of fear and greed. Now, the thought experiment is, if you had asked any financial analyst a year ago, suppose U.S. and China trade negotiations have deteriorated to tariffs on all Chinese imports. Suppose the U.S. 10-year and 3-month yield curve is 50 basis points inverted and has been inverted for almost 100 straight days and counting. Manufacturing recession, earnings recession. Businesses are pessimistic and have slowed capital expenditure. Consumer spending is still holding up, but the next round of tariffs will disproportionately hit consumer goods. Job growth is still holding up, but the last U.S. employment report shows a sharp decline in hours worked. And hours worked are a leading indicator because it's easier for firms to cut hours than it is to cut jobs. Are you concerned about the economy and risk assets? And I'd venture to say most analysts would say yes. Reconcile that cyclical risk with how high the S&P 500 is right now. There is an upside if trade gets completely resolved, but the downside risks are disproportionately large.
Wow, a lot to think about. But that's all the time we have for today. So, Kara, thanks for your insights this week.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on Market Week in Review. Mm-hmm.